The UK Food Standards Agency has recently issued a health warning about the chemical acrylamide. It's found in starchy foods such as bread and potatoes, and they're saying it may cause cancer. The warning coincides with the launch of a new health initiative called Go for Gold, which is encouraging people only to cook foods to a golden yellow rather than brown or black to help reduce the amount of acrylamide in them. Tom Crawford spoke to Jasmine Just at Cancer Research UK.
So acrylamide is essentially it's a naturally occurring chemical. So that means we don't add it to foods, it just naturally is produced. And it's mainly found in foods when those foods are cooked at higher temperatures and for particularly long periods of time. So it's usually when foods are baked or fried or roasted or toasted. And so if we're looking at the foods that acrylamide is found in most commonly, it's in things like crisps, chips, biscuits, bread and cake. These foods that I've mentioned, they contain the building blocks for this, for acrylamide to form, basically. So there's a special reaction. It's got quite a long name. It's called the Maillard reaction. So basically that's a chemical reaction that occurs between sugars and amino acids that are in the foods. When these two things, the sugars and amino acids, react, and also with water, that produces this reaction and it gives off acrylamide or creates acrylamide. And that's what gives the brown colour to food, and it can also change the taste of food as well. So it gives it that sort of roasted, charred sort of taste that you might know.
So we're thinking like roast potatoes or browned toast.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's the Maillard reaction.
And why is acrylamide bad? What's the potential issue here?
Well, the concern has basically come from a number of animal studies that have actually found acrylamide has the potential to damage our DNA inside cells. And basically, DNA damage can lead to cancer. So it's really important, though, that people remember that the same process hasn't been established in humans. So we don't have the data, we don't have the evidence to say that there's also a link between acrylamide and cancer risk at the moment. So we need more research in that area.
So how significant is the actual risk?
The risk has basically been described as a probable risk. It is in no way a definite risk. And by that, I'm talking about cancer specifically. So if we compare the risk of acrylamide with things like smoking, obesity, basically, I can't do that. We can't say that if you have X amount of acrylamide, your risk is going to be Y. We just don't have the data or the evidence to be able to put a figure on how high your risk of cancer would be based on your acrylamide intake.
It sounds to me, from what you were saying earlier about it occurs in the largest amounts in biscuits, crisps, they're generally unhealthy. So, we want to be avoiding these foods if possible anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's our message from Cancer Research UK, that we don't want to tell people not to eat specific foods. We don't want to say avoid having a roast potato now and then, or avoid, try and avoid eating burnt toast. Our main message is that people should be maintaining a healthy, balanced diet in the first place. And a healthy, balanced diet basically is one that's going to be low in those sorts of foods anyway. So, yeah, as you mentioned, crisps, chips, and biscuits, they're not everyday foods. They're things that shouldn't be eaten regularly to begin with.
And are there any other sort of ways that we can reduce the risk?
Well, the FSA is also recommended, for example, if you are going to be cooking some chips, for example, just follow the cooking recommendations on the packet. They've also made some recommendations such as avoiding storing your potatoes in the fridge, which increases the potential for the potatoes to develop acrylamide when you cook them.
Storing potatoes in the fridge seems quite crazy to me, to be honest.
Yes, I personally don't store them there. So
No, me neither.
If you do... Don't.
Yeah.
But the other thing that Cancer Research UK, we really want to get across the point that there are other things that will have a much bigger impact on your cancer risk. So if you're a smoker, stopping smoking, if you drink a lot of alcohol, try and cut down, keeping healthy weight, they're all things that are going to have a much bigger impact on reducing your cancer risk. The odd crispy potato isn't going to do you any harm at all.
Well, that is good to hear, because I do like my roasted potatoes and veg. That is Tom Crawford with Jasmine Just from Cancer Research UK.